الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue your studies in كتاب البيوع, the book of transactions, the book of buying and selling and trading from عمدة الأحكام. And we continue reading in our introduction. Before we begin reading those narrations that the author he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, in our previous class we had taken a number of benefits with regards to the importance of studying the likes of these chapters, the status of business and trading, and that buying and trading is from the best means of earning a living and from the best provision that one can seek after. And Allah, He has ordered the believers to seek the provision, to seek it by the lawful means while putting one's faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقَ وَاعْبُدُوهُ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. Seek your provision from Allah and worship Him alone and show thanks to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen that al-bay' linguistically is وَأَطَعُوا شَيْءٍ وَأَخْذُوا شَيْءٍ آخَرٍ, to give something and to take something else. So this evening we begin with the legislative definition. Al-bay'u istilahan. So there are many details in this chapter and this introduction specifically. We have to pay attention. And many of these issues are not commonly studied or clarified in detail. So it requires for the students to pay attention and likewise to write and take notes. So istilahan, al-bay'u istilahan. The word al-bay', which means buying and selling, in the legislative terminology, the terminology of the people of knowledge, مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ غَيْرِ رِبَا وَقَرْضٍ غَيْرِ رِبَا وَقَرْضٍ مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ غَيْرِ رِبَا وَقَرْضٍ. We mention it again because we want to discuss inshallah this definition in detail in each one of these points here. There are 7 points mentioned in the definition of al-bay' istilahan. مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ غَيْرِ رِبَا وَقَرْضٍ. قَرْض مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ. This means to exchange wealth. We mentioned the brief translation. The brief translation, and then we'll discuss each one of these points in detail بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ, exchange of wealth. وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ, even if it is a financial debt or obligation or liability. The exchange of wealth. The exchange of wealth, even if it is a financial liability or debt. أو مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ, or a permissible benefit, or a permissible benefit, yani the exchange of wealth, or the exchange of a permissible benefit, a permissible benefit and advantage. بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا, for the likes of one of them, yani in exchange, one for the other, for the likes of that thing and its cost and its value. عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ, عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ, yani for forever. It's an exchange that will take place, and those things in exchange will go from one hand to the other. عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ, any meaning forever. It will never return back to the other's hand. Any, this is to exclude the issue of renting. غَيْرِ رِبَا وَقَرْضٍ, not including riba and loans. Not including riba and loans. Riba, what does that mean? Huh? In English, interest. We can translate it to mean interest, but then if we translate it to mean interest, we're only thinking of one aspect of riba. And in reality, riba is a number of aspects. There's 3 main aspects that it occurs. So now that we have the general idea of what we're saying when we say the word riba, any that it means interest. But in reality, there are more details than that, and it occurs in more than one way. It occurs in more than one way, even without interest. This is the most common and well known. So instead of calling it interest, we're going to call it riba. We're going to call it riba. So again, we have to learn these definitions. We have to learn these terms. And this is a benefit, learning vocabulary for those students who are learning the Arabic language, and likewise others as well. So these are legislative terminologies, and they're in the Arabic language. So they have a linguistic meaning and understanding in the Arabic language, and then also they have a specific understanding in the legislation. So sometimes the translation does not bring the proper meaning or understanding or the inclusive intent from a particular term. Rather, it will require for you to translate one word into a number of words. Sometimes maybe you will notice that, and the translation maybe will say a few words, and one of those words will use two or three words or two or more expressions to express the translated meaning of that one term. Because one term, sometimes what is intended from that term is a number of ideas, not just one of them. And that term, when it's heard in the Arabic language from someone who knows the Arabic language, he will understand all of those meanings, and he will realize all of these affairs. And this is from the beauty of the Arabic language and the richness of the Arabic language, that these terms, many times they carry a number of meanings. And even sometimes the meanings can change according to the context. As we seen yesterday, the word al-bay wa shira min al-aldad. Sometimes the word bay means shira, and sometimes shira means bay. We've seen examples of that in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So there are some words that have more than one meaning, rather sometimes the meanings are complete opposite. Like buying means selling in some context, and selling means buying in others. And bay means shira in some context, and shira means bay in other contexts. This is from the richness of the Arabic language. But those who understand that language, properly and fluently, then these ideas and these meanings are comprehended and understood. So the word riba, it has a number of aspects. The word riba, we translate it to mean interest, but it has a number of aspects that it occurs. So we're going to leave this term in the Arabic language and then discuss it from there. So mubadalatu malin walaw fi dhimma. This is an exchange of wealth, even if it's in the dhimma. Walaw fi dhimma, meaning that it's a right that a person he agrees to and that he knows. It's not some money that's actually right there. It's a liability, a financial liability, an obligation that he agrees to, like a debt, for example. So it's an exchange of wealth, even if that wealth is a financial obligation upon one of them and not present in hand. أو منفعة مباحة, or a permissible benefit. It doesn't necessarily have to be wealth to be considered buying and trading. Maybe somebody could pay for some particular benefit, that's lawful. The people of knowledge, they mention here with regards to this, like someone who purchases from his neighbor the benefit of passing through his property. For example, if someone lives on a street and behind his house is another house, and in front of that house is the masjid. So it's difficult for him to go out the front door and walk all the way around the neighborhood and go around the street to the masjid, whenever he could simply just go out the back door and pass through his neighbor's lawn and make a quick pass to the masjid. It's much shorter. So here the people of knowledge, they mention as an example of the manfa'a mubaha, a permissible benefit, is that a person, he will purchase the permission and the benefit of passing through the neighbor's lawn, a particular corridor or walkway that he will purchase, and he will have that benefit forever, so long as he's alive, and he will own that benefit. It's not renting. He's not renting it, because renting is not bay. There's a difference between buying and selling and renting. So this is the example of this. So somebody who purchases from his neighbor a pathway to the masjid, for example. We understand the example. So this is a benefit that he's buying. He's not buying something. He's not buying something that you put in your hand. This is a benefit that he's buying. This earth, this land, is this land of his neighbor. And the pathway is the pathway of his neighbor. He could not come there and do anything to that land. He could not come there and remodel that pathway. He could not come there and rebuild the pathway. He could not come there and paint the pathway. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that authority or ownership. All he owns is the right to pass through the pathway. So this is considered manfa'a mubaha. This is a permissible benefit. This is a permissible benefit. So a person, he can buy this or he can sell this. A person, he can buy this or he can sell this. So this is what is intended here. So by understanding one example, inshallah, would help to understand the other examples and affairs that are related to that or similar, having the same understanding, thus taking the same ruling. مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ, to an exchange of wealth, even if it's a financial liability and obligation upon a person. أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ, or a permissible benefit. بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا, one for the likes of the other. One for the likes of the other. Yani they're similar in their value. Similar in the value, in their value. عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ, عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ, yani for التَّأْبِيدِ. التَّأْبِيد means forever. Means forever, meaning he'll own that forever, it's his. He doesn't have to give it back. And the contrary to that would be tahdeed. Not ala tahdeed, rather ala ta'bid. Tahdeed, yani for a limited time. Huh? Or tamdeed, yani for a limited time, for a period set. That's not considered buying and trading. If you gave someone some money to benefit for something or to have something for a period set, and then that thing goes back to him, this is not considered bay. This is not considered bay, because bay, from its definition, is that it will be ala at-tabid. It will be forever. It will be forever. We understand that? So from here we see there's a difference between bay and al-ijara. Bay and ijara. There's a difference between trading and renting. Trading and renting. So they may seem the same, but in the legislation they're not. This is the benefit of learning the legislative definitions. The legislative definition, غَيْرِ riba, not riba. Because riba sometimes maybe it looks like an exchange of wealth, one for another. The exchange of wealth, one for another, but it's not considered bay. Because Allah, he says, وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءِ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Because Allah has made permissible bay, buying and selling and trading, and has forbidden riba. So therefore riba is not bay. They're different. Although in some aspects, in some lights, they may seem similar or the same, they're different. So the definition excludes that. Waqard, and not also a loan. Because as well, a loan is a type of exchange, but it's different than the exchange happening in buying and selling. So the definition again, مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ أَوْ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ غَيْرِ رِبَى وَقَرْضِ. The seven points that we mentioned here. The first one, مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ. Number one, مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ, the exchange of wealth. وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ, even if it's in the ذِمَّةِ, and even if it's a financial responsibility a person he accepts, and liability that's upon him. Like a debt, for example. أَوْ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحًا, or the exchange of a permissible benefit. This is number three. بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا, one for the likes of the other. That was number four. بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا. Number five, عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ, forever. Forever. غَيْرِ riba. Number six, not riba. وَقَرْضٍ, and not alone. Number seven, and not alone. So, who wrote the definition? Hat. Ahsanta. Allahumma barik. Who else? Naam. Mal. Mubadalatu mal. Ahsanta. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. Somebody else. Who else? Mubadalatu malin. ولو في الذمة أو منفعة مباحة بمثل أحدهما على التأبيد غير ريبة وقرض. We're going to discuss these points now in detail, each one at a time, inshallah. مبادلة مفاعلة من البدل. مفاعلة من البدل. والمفاعلة الأصل في معناها, من في معنى هذا الوزن, أن يكون بين طرفين. Whenever there's a word on the scale of mufa'ala, like mubadala, muqatala, mushajara, muqabala, mufa'ala, on this scale here from the initial or original meaning is to share, al-mushtaraka, bayna tarafain, that there will be participation between two people or between two parties. Not in every case, but this is from the fundamental meanings of this scale. So the scales in the Arabic language, they have meanings. This is also from the beauty of the Arabic language, that these scales, they have meanings. Mufa'ala, the scale that has meanings. This is the masdar. This is the masdar of fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il, mufa'alatan. You say badala, yubadilu, badil, mubadalatan. Badala, yubadilu, badil, mubadalatan. So these words here, they have meanings. And the scales themselves, they have meanings. The scales themselves, they have meanings. Originally, it's from badil. From bedil, which means to substitute for something. To substitute for something. But here, when it's on this other scale, it has another meaning. So from the word al-bedil to al-mubadala, now there is an exchange happening between two people. So this exchange between two people in the legislation is happening between al-ba'i' wal-mushtari. Al-ba'i' wal-mushtari. We took those two words yesterday. What does al-ba'i' mean? Al-ba'i', the seller, the businessman, the one who's selling. Ba'dir wa-sil'a, the one who's giving the item for sale, the one who's selling the item. Wal-mushtari, the buyer, the purchaser. So the mubadala is happening between these two people, between al-muta'aqidain, the people who are involved in the contract. The first one is considered the ba'i', and the second one is considered the mushtari. So we have al-ba'i', the seller, and we have al-mushtari, the purchaser. So this mubadala is happening between these two parties. Mubadalatu malin. Mubadalatu malin. Mubadalatu malin. So al-mal, the people of knowledge, as they mention in the Arabic language. What does it mean in English? Mal. Money. Right? Like dollars. That's it? Wealth. What does wealth mean to you when you say wealth? Anything with value. Ahsant. Like what?
Property.
Book. Phone. All of this is? Mal. All of this is mal. Right? Things that have value. Because we're talking about mubadalatu malin. So we don't want to be confused and restrict the understanding of mal to dollar bills. To dollar bills or money in bank accounts or riyals or whatever the case may be. Because mal and the terminology of the fuqaha is more vast than that. It's more vast than that. It includes a number of things. So the people of knowledge, they say al-mal huwa kullu aynin ubiha naf'uha waqtina'uha mutlaqa. That al-mal is any asset, good or possession. Here's an example of that, right? We mentioned one word, kullu aynin. We translate it to mean a number of words so that we understand. Kullu ayn, every asset, or every good or item, every personal possession or property. Kullu aynin ubiha naf'uha, that has, it's permissible to benefit from. Waqtina'uha, and it's allowed to obtain it and to own it, mutlaqan, absolutely. And without any restrictions. It's lawful and allowed to benefit from and to obtain. And to obtain absolutely without any conditions or restrictions. Any property or item or good or asset is that has this description. It's lawful to benefit from and to obtain absolutely without any restrictions. This is considered mal. This is considered mal. Mal, wealth. Wealth. فالمال عند الفقهاء كل عين فيها نفع مباح. To summarize, المال عند الفقهاء كل عين فيها نفع مباح. Every item, or every good, or every asset, every possession that has a lawful and permissible benefit. Because there are some things that maybe someone will benefit from, but it's not permissible. For example, alcohol. Alcohol. Maybe someone will sell alcohol and benefit some money. But that benefit he gets from selling alcohol is not lawful. So therefore, this is not considered. Or for example, the flesh of the dead. animals that were not slaughtered properly, that died before they were slaughtered properly. This is considered dead meat, dead flesh, the flesh of the dead, mayta. Selling this is not lawful, even if a person benefit from it, even if they ate it, for example, and had found some type of benefit from that, it's not lawful. It's not a lawful benefit, so it's not considered man. It's not properly considered man. Any in the terminology of the fuqaha. فالمال عند الفقهاء كل عين فيها نفع مباح. فيها نفع مباح. Every item or asset, possession that has a permissible or lawful benefit, like الكتاب, like books, a book, or سيارة, a car, or ثوب, a garment. Also like a نقود, cash money. All of this is considered مال. All of this is considered مال. A house, a home, a garment, a ثوب, a pencil, a pen. All of this is considered مال. All of this is considered مال. These are things that have value and things that have lawful benefit. So it's considered مال. What is the second point? مبادلة مال, the exchange of wealth. The exchange of wealth. And if, for example, I can sell you this book for that book, right? Exchange of wealth, right? It doesn't have to be this book for a dollar, right? It doesn't have to be this book for a dollar. I can sell you this book for that book, or I can sell you this book for a pen, for some pens or the likes like this. Any for something and close to equal value. It doesn't have to be this book for $10, for example. Okay, this book and its worth and another item. And another item, or some type of benefit that's lawful likewise. So this is the mubadala. Mubadalatu malin. Mubadalatu malin. The exchange of wealth. The exchange of wealth. Walau fi dhimma. Walau fi al-dhimma. Al-dhimma yani al-aman, and trust, the guarantee. Meaning that it's even in a person's liability. And a person, his liability. Meaning that he accepts that financial obligation upon him, even if he didn't pay at that moment. Even if he didn't pay at that moment, or even if it's not something exactly specific that he's going to pay. So it will be in his dhimma, and it will be in his financial obligation and right, and binding upon him to fulfill. So also this is acceptable. Either it will be the mal, the wealth, that's the asset that is there, the physical asset, or the physical property, or the physical wealth, and the likes like this, or it will be something that is in the right of that person that he agrees and accepts, and that he will fulfill, insha'Allah. وَلَوْ فِي ذِمَّةِ وَلَوْ فِي الذِّمَّةِ. And the people of Nar, as they mentioned, they say, سَوَاءٍ أَكَانَتْ الْعَيْنَ الْمُبِيعَةِ حَاضِرَةً أَوْ غَائِبَةً. And regardless whether the thing that you're selling is present or not present. It's present or not present. Meaning I can sell you, for example, this phone right now, you see it and it's present right now, and it's direct, and you know what it looks like, and you can check it out, and you can look into it to decide whether you like it or not. Or maybe I can sell you a phone I don't have with me right now. It's at home, right? So this is also lawful, but with the condition the people of knowledge, they say, "Antakuna al-ayn mawsufa bi wasfin yarfa'u al-jahala wal-gharar." Antakuna mawsufa bi wasfin yarfa'u al-jahala wal-gharar. That it's allowed to sell something that's present, no doubt, also something that's not present, but with a description that removes any ambiguity or any danger or any hazards or the likes that might be there. And meaning that you can't just say, I'll sell you a phone like this and say, okay, I'll buy it. No, but if you tell it's an iPhone this, it's a model this, it's like this, it has a scratch on it like this, it's been used this time, this many times, it's in this condition, and it's very beneficial for this much money, like this. Now it's been described and it's been clarified, so it's as if it's there. As if it's there. So a person, he has heard the description, and if he accepts that, he can buy it. He can buy it, even though it's not present, because he sees the description. Somebody who wants to sell a car, for example, he cannot just be like, I'll sell you a Honda, this and that. No, it has to have a description. You have to tell about the car. You have to. It's this color, it has this many miles, it had this many owners, it's been in a wreck, it hasn't been in a wreck. If you can't see it yourself, if you can't look at it yourself, you say, I have a car in another state, I can bring it for you. Do you want to buy it? You say, he has to explain it for you. He has to clarify it for you. So this is the meaning, walau fi dhimma. So this thing here is not present. This wealth here that's being traded is not present, but it's in the dhimma, meaning in this person's liability. And he describes it in a manner that will remove any ambiguity and take the person out of taking hazardous chances, yani with his wealth, where his wealth could be easily lost or have a bad outcome. So this is what is intended here with وَلَوْ فِي ذِمَّةٍ. وَلَوْ فِي ذِمَّةٍ أَوْ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَةٍ أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ. It's the benefit likewise of learning the Nahu. You say here أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ. You don't say أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٌ أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ. You say أَوْ مَنْفَعَةٍ مُبَاحَةٍ. This is because أَوْ here is harfu out. So manfa'a is ma'tuf ala mal. Mubadalatu malin aw mubadalatu manfa'atin mubaha. Manfa'atin mubaha. So this is how the Arab they speak, and this is how the people of knowledge they understand the likes of these affairs. Aw mubadalatu manfa'atin mubaha. You can either exchange wealth or you can exchange the permissible benefit. We've seen the example of the permissible benefit. What was that? The manfa'a mubaha. To purchase the benefit of walking through someone's corridor, walking through someone's yard, or the likes like this. I need to go from one side to the other as a shortcut so a person himself, he doesn't have to go all the way around the neighborhood. This is an example that the people of knowledge they use. فَلَا يُشْتَرَطُ أَن تَكُونَ عَيْنًا. And it's not a condition that the thing will actually be an asset or a possession that one has a hold of. Any that's being sold, that's being exchanged. That's being exchanged. فَالْعَقْدُ إِذَا وَقَعَ عَلَى مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ فَهُوَ بَيْعٌ. So the contract, if it happens for a benefit that's lawful, a lawful and permissible benefit forever, then it's considered buying and selling. It's considered buying and selling. It's considered buying and selling. And we've seen the example, we're seeing the example of that. And some of these affairs, we will discuss them in detail, and some of them we'll mention briefly. And some of them, they'll come back again when we study the narrations. Some of them, maybe we'll not study them until we study a more detailed work. So from here, likewise, the people of knowledge, they mention the permissibility of bay'u al-ism al-tijari. Bay' al-ism al-tijari. To sell a company name or a business name. Sometimes a person, he will work very hard. For example, maybe he will rent a store, he'll rent a store or buy a property, and then he will start a business there, and then he will work hard on that business, and he will do advertising, and he will collect customers, and then that business will do well, and he will strive to build his business and work hard until that business becomes known. And he has a name on his business, and that name becomes famous, and people know that name is reliable. So now if he wants to sell that building or sell that name, he can. Sell that name to someone else to use that same name. It's lawful. It's lawful. And this is from the manfa'ah mubaha. This is from selling a permissible or exchanging a permissible benefit. A permissible benefit. We understand this affair? And some business names, they have value. They have value. The name itself has value. And if your business is under that name, then your business most likely, inshallah, will grow and will prosper. And will prosper because of that name and the reliability that is known from that name and the quality that comes with that name. So this all is included here in this definition. أَوْ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ يعني مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي ذِمَّةٍ أَوْ مُبَادَلَةُ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ. And then The fourth qaid, bimithli ahadihima. Bimithli ahadihima. Yani one for the likes of the other. One for the likes of the other. The people of knowledge, they say, ayun yubadil al malu walaw fi dhimma. Aw manfa'a bimithli ahadihima. Bimithli ahadihima. Yani an yaqa'a al aqdu ala thalathati ashya. Ala thalathati ashya. Bimithli ahadihima. One for the other. One for the other. So to exchange wealth, even if it's in a person's trust and upon him and guarantee that he will pay or that he will fulfill his part in this transaction, or if it's a lawful benefit, if it's a lawful benefit for the likes of one of them, for the likes of one of them. So the contract of trading or commerce or business, it would occur with three things. And the people of Nara, as I mentioned, Marun Mu'ayyan, وَمَالٌ فِي الذِّمَّةِ وَمَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَةٍ. مَالٌ مُعَيِّنٌ وَمَالٌ فِي الذِّمَّةِ ومنفعة مباحة. You have المال المعين, specific wealth, like this phone right here. I'm gonna sell this phone right here. This is مال معين, specific. You see it right in front of here. You don't confuse it with anything else. It's not confused with anything else. You understand? مال معين. مال معين. Then you have مال في الذمة. مال في الذمة. For example, not this phone here, another phone I have at home. It has this description and that description, and it's this old, and it's this model, and it's been used for this many times. Or it's brand new in the box, never been opened. For example, model this, model that, brand new in the box, never been opened. This is something you can't see. It's not here. It's in the ذمة. It's in my right and my obligation that I'm telling you I have this. And it's upon me to fulfill that and to bring the thing that I mentioned accordingly. Or I can say, for example, okay, I'll buy that phone for how much? $500? $500. I have $500. So when you say $500, you're talking about a $500 bill or five $100 bills or all in 20s or some in 50s or 10s or a whole bunch of ones, 500 ones. It's not specific. $500 is not specific like this, because it could be in bills, or it could be you can do a bank transaction. For example, you can give $500 zeli, for example, or you can give $500 in 120s and the other in 10s and the rest in 50s, or you can give five $100 bills and the likes like this. So it's not specific. When I say I'll give you $500 for it, the amount is known, but what I'm going to give you in exchange is not exactly specific, because it could be, as I mentioned, maybe I'll give you $500 bills, or maybe I'll give you 20s, or maybe I'll give you 20s and 100s, or 50s and 10s, or however my money comes, it'll all equal up to 500. So this is also considered marun fi dhimma, marun fi dhimma, marun fi dhimma, and tell the person he pays that. Or it will be manfa'a mubaha. Manfa'a mubaha. So the contract is going to occur on these things, either on a specific item or on some money that is agreed upon, or on some wealth that is agreed upon, either on a specific item, a specific possession or asset, or it's going to happen on something that's agreed upon and known and described, something that's agreed upon and known and described upon the right of that person to bring it, or it's going to occur on a benefit, not something that you can obtain, not something that you can hold on to, a type of a benefit or advantage, So the contract will happen on these three things, So from here, if we look at it in detail, we'll find that a trading contract, a business contract, can happen in nine different ways, because each one can happen on each one. You have مَالٌ مُعَيِّن وَمَالٌ فِي الذِّمَّةِ وَمَنْفَعَةٌ مُبَاحَةٌ وَمَنْفَعَةٌ مُبَاحَةٌ. So the contract, we know what مَالٌ مُعَيِّن, what does that mean? A specific item. مَالٌ فِي الذِّمَّةِ, a wealth that is upon that person to bring, any that he agreed upon, that he will bring it. It's a financial liability and obligation the person is going to bring, that's agreed upon and known. It's agreed upon and known. It's not something specific right there at the moment. أو منفعة مباحة. أو منفعة مباحة. A permissible benefit. So the contract, maybe it'll occur مال معين بمال معين. This is number one. مال معين بمال معين. Or مال معين بمال في الذمة. أو مال معين بمنفعة مباحة. بمنفع مباحة. These are three. Or مال في الذمة بمال معين. أو مال في الذمة بمال في الذمة. أو مال في الذمة بمنفع مباحة. This is six. Or منفع مباحة بمال معين. أو منفع مباحة بمال في الذمة. أو منفع مباحة بمنفع مباحة. The contract will occur in these nine manners. Like this. So the people of knowledge, they mention a principle here, and with regards to this affair. So what's the difference of, for example, selling مَالٌ مُعَيِّن بِمَالٍ فِي الذِّمَّةِ أَوْ مَالٌ فِي الذِّمَّةِ بِمَالٍ مُعَيِّن? We say, for example, مَالٌ مُعَيِّن بِمَنْفَعٍ مُبَاحَةٍ أَوْ مَنْفَعٍ مُبَاحَةٍ بِمَالٍ مُعَيِّن.
Near my house, And I will give you.
But what's the difference between these two? The contract you sell مال معين بمنفعة مباحة أو منفعة مباحة بمال معين. But the people of knowledge, they mentioned that there are nine. There's nine ways that it occurs. So these, each one of them is considered. So one of them is different than the other. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. So the people of knowledge, they say, ما وقع عليه الفعل فهو المثمن وما دخلت عليه الباء فهو الثمن. In the Arabic language, the one that the action occurs to, this is the item that's being sold. And the word that has the ba in it, this is the price for the item. This is the price for the item. So this is going to determine who is the buyer and who is the seller. Who is the buyer and who is the seller. So مَالُ الْمُعَيِّنِ بِمَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ. This one, he's selling the specific item for a benefit. And as for مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ بِمَالُ الْمُعَيِّنِ, he's selling the benefit for the specific wealth. So in one case, one of them is the one selling and the other one is the one buying. In the other case, the other one is the one selling and the other one is the one buying. So whichever one has the ba in it, يعني أبيعك كذا بكذا. أبيعك هذا الكتاب بعشرة دولارات. I'll sell you this book for $10. So I'm selling, right? Right? I'm selling, right? So this is the case. But what if you say, for example, أبيعك هذا الكتاب بهذا الكتاب. I'll sell you this book for that book. This is allowed. That's right. So who's selling and who's buying? I'm selling. Huh? I'm selling. Because the ba, he's buying. The one has the ba, this is the thamen. أبيعك أنا أبيعك. I will sell you. أبيعك هذا الكتاب بهذا الكتاب. I'll sell you this book for that book. Huh? You understand? So now he's buying and I'm selling. So his book is the price and my book is being sold. And the price of my book is his book. Right? But if it was the other way around, his book became, my book has the ba in it, then now my book would be the price and his book would be for sale. And his book would be for sale. You understand? The difference between the two? So it goes back to this affair. There's either man mu'ayyin, a specific wealth, like a book for example, or manu fi dhimma, like $10. This is money that you have to bring. You have to bring however you bring it, or you bring 10 ones, you bring a $10 bill, you bring two fives, however you bring it, you have to bring it. You can bring it in change, maybe if they accept change, right? Huh? Quarter rolls, you know about that? Penny rolls. It can $10 can come in a number of different ways. You understand that? $10 can come in a number of different ways. It's $10. And if you bring quarter rolls, or if you bring 10 ones, or bring a $10 bill, or bring two fives, or bring a five and five ones, it's all $10. But they're different. That which is being exchanged is different. It's different. You understand? So this is called marun fi dhimma. Marun fi dhimma. When I say I'll pay you 10 bucks. So I'm not saying I'll give you this 10 bucks right here. This $10 right here. No, any $10 is good. Anyhow, any way you bring up the $10, I will accept it. Or you will accept it like this. So this is marun fi dhimma. So the sale will be a specific thing for something like this, marun fi dhimma, or for or benefit. And then each one, you multiply by three. You multiply by three. Who's sleeping? Anybody sleeping yet? Alhamdulillah. No sleeping. Naam. Malun fi dhimma. So this is number four. Sah? Number five. Ala al-ta'bid. Ala al-ta'bid. You need forever. Fala yuqayyidu al-aqdu bimuddatin. La yuqayyidu al-aqdu bimuddatin. The contract cannot be restricted to a period. The contract cannot be restricted to a period. It has to be a contract. I'll sell you this phone for $100 and it's yours forever. You don't have to give it back. The ownership is going to move into your hand forever, as long as you like. As long as you like, that will become yours. يعني فلا يقيد العقد بمدة وهذا لإخراج الإجارة فإنها محددة بمدة. This is to exclude. Renting, because renting is an exchange that is limited for a period. Renting is an exchange of these affairs that we're discussing. It's an exchange, but it's not an exchange forever. It's an exchange for a limited period. For a limited period. So this is not considered bay. غيري ريبا. غَيْرِ riba. This is to exclude riba. And we discussed that. وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. So riba is not bay. It's not bay. Huh? What is the verse before that? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ الْبَيْءَ مِثُ الْرِبَى. That's because they claimed. They claimed. Any of the people in the time of Jahiliyyah, they claimed that bay مِثُ الْرِبَى. That bay is like riba. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءَ وَحَرَّمَ riba. And Allah, He has made bay permissible and has forbidden riba. So therefore, they're not the same. The people of Jahiliyyah, they claim they're the same, or they're like each other. But Allah, He clarified that they're not the same. They're not the same. So riba, although there is a type of transaction and exchange happening, it's not considered bay legislatively. Wa qard, and it's not, and buying and selling likewise is not a qard. A qard is a loan. Is a loan. So also whenever you make a loan, there's also an exchange. Any person who will give a loan to someone, make an exchange, but he will give it back. So it's not considered buying and selling. But it's not considered buying and selling. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned now, this is the definition. مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي ذِمَّةٍ مُبَادَلَةُ مَالٍ وَلَوْ فِي ذِمَّةٍ أَوْ مَنْفَعَ مُبَاحَ بِمِثْلِ أَحَدِهِمَا عَلَى التَّأْبِيدِ غَيْرِ رِبَى وَقَرْضٍ غَيْرِ رِبَى وَقَرْضٍ. We understand the definition in general. The definition of al-bay'. The people of knowledge, they mentioned, if this occurs, this definition here occurs in this manner like this properly, إِذَا حَصَلَ al-bay'u وَنْأَقَعْدَ تَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهِ حَقُّ الْمِلْكِ. That if the transaction occurs and the contract is proper, if the transaction occurs and the contract is proper, based upon that will be the transfer of the right of ownership. The right of ownership. The ownership will go from one to the other. Person, he has this, and the other, he gives that. And from these issues that we discussed, the right of ownership transfers. And now this person, he has the right and authority to do what he likes with that which he has obtained. And likewise the other. We understand this. So the people of knowledge say, إِذَا حَصَّلَ الْبَيْءُ وَنْأَقْعَدَ تَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهِ حَقُّ الْمِلْكِ. تَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهِ حَقُّ الْمِلْكِ. That if the transaction occurs and the contract is proper, then based upon that is the exchange of the right of ownership. The right of ownership. And al-milk, the people of knowledge, they say, اتصالٌ شَرْعِي بَيْنَ إِنسَانٍ وَشَيْءٍ آخَرٍ بَيْنَ إِنسَانٍ وَشَيْءٍ آخَرٍ يكون مطلقا لتصرفه فيه ومانعا من تصرف غيره فيه. The al-milk, ownership, what does that mean? This is a legislative relationship or connection between a person and something else. A legislative connection between a person and something else. And it will give him the absolute right to do what he wills with that. And it prohibits others from doing what they will with that. And now it becomes in his property, in his possession, and he does what he likes with that. Again, whenever we say what he likes with that, and according to the Islamic legislation. So maybe he has money, it becomes his money. We can say you have $100, you can do what he likes with that. But he can't buy alcohol. Yani, that's not what we mean. And he can do what he likes with that, any within the limits of the legislation. Just to express and clarify what this exchange of ownership means. The exchange of ownership means. So this is a legislative connection between a person and something else. And it will give him the right to do as he wills with that thing. And it will prohibit anyone else from doing as they like as well, without his permission. And this is considered ownership. وَيَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ الضَّمَانِ. Based upon that, likewise is the liability. So if the transaction occurs in the legislative manner, then based upon that, then the exchange of ownership would occur. We'll go from one hand to the other. Al-milk ittisarun shar'iyyun bayna insanin wa shay'in akhar. And ownership is a legislative connection or relationship between a person and something else. يكون مطلقا لتصرفه فيه ومانعا من تصرف غيره فيه. That it will give him the permissibility or allow him to deal with that thing as he likes. And it would also, upon obtaining ownership, will prohibit others from doing what they like with the item now, because now it becomes his property, his ownership. So this is from the meaning. وَيَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ الضَّمَانِ. يترتبوا عليه الضمان. And also based upon that will be the issue of الضمان. And what is intended by that? لَهُ غُنْيُهُ وَعَلَيْهِ غُرْمُهُ. Meaning that a person, he will benefit from that, and if something happens to it, he's liable for it. He's liable for it. It becomes in his property, he's the one who's the guarantor for that. So if he owns that thing now, and he benefits from that, then this is good for him. But if something happens to that, he's liable for it, and no one else, because he is the owner. Because he is the owner. This is called al-milk. This is called al-milk. So generally, whenever we're referring to tangible items and ownership and authority comes along with ownership, it's called milk. It's called milk with a kasra on the meme. But if it's referring to things ma'nawiyah, then it's called mulk. Lillahi mulk, yani the kingdom, the dominion, the supreme authority and sovereignty all over the heavens and the earth. Although sometimes there'll be exchange, or you would say mulk and refer to a person's property and items and the likes like this, but this is a benefit some of the people of knowledge they mention with regards to this. After this, we have the issue of al-bay'u ja'izun bil-kitabi wa-sunnah wa al-ijma' ijma' al-ummah, that the buying and selling al-bay' is permissible by way of the book and the sunnah and the consensus of the ummah, any in an absolute sense. This is something that is all agreed upon. We discuss this issue, inshallah, in our class to come. So this evening we had discussed the definition of bay. If we have any questions or comments or corrections with regards to that which has preceded, we can take them now while we are waiting for the iqamah. Yes.
The one
the verb occurs to is the thing that's being sold, and the one that has the ba in it is the price for that thing. In the Arabic language, ba'a Zaydun kitabahu bi dolar. Ba'a Zaydun kitabahu bi dinar. So al-bay waqa'a 'ala al-kitab wa al-ba' dakhalat 'ala الدولار. That means that الكتاب هو المثمن والدولار هو الثمن. This is what is intended here. So any the thing, I'll sell you this for this in the English language, right? I'll sell you this for this. So the thing that this is the item. This is the valuable thing that's being sold and offered for sale. And the one that the ba is, the one that has the ba in it, the word that has the ba in it, this one is the This is the price for that thing. And this is something, yani, this is a benefit from the Arabic language. Now, we have to take that next time, inshallah. JazakAllah khairah. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.